I think this is going to be the biggest problem that the vending enterprise is going to face coming 2015. We are basically saying that the city of Harare are the owners of the land. And this land that vendors are using belongs to the city fathers. So for the city fathers, therefore, then to give other organizations the authority to collect money, it really exposes vendors to a lot of abuses, a chief among them, the issue of corruption and extortion. We are saying the city of Harare should do this thing on their own. If they want union and association to assist them, they should come just in terms of crafting strategies and the modalities of ensuring that at the end of the day, the money gets to city of Harare, not to give the associations or unions the authority to collect money. It's a recipe for disaster.
What reasons are being given by the council here for it not to collect the money?
Their major reason is that as unions or organizations representing vendors, we have got direct contact with vendors. So we are able to deal with them directly, and they presume that we are not going to face challenges in terms of getting the money from vendors. But that's the archaic in the sense that vendors, by their very nature, they migrate on almost on a daily basis, some of them. They migrate. And I think City of Harare just needs to come up with a clear policy, clear strategy to ensure that every vendor, by the end of the month, by the end of the day, brings the money that they are supposed to bring to the City of Harare, and remove associations from the issue of collecting these fees.